Listen in as David Sandler shares how to begin to understand what it takes to get pain from a prospect.
What are you?
Insurance buyer.
Insurance what?
Buyer.
Insurance buyer. Commercial account. Casualty insurance. Okay, I'm the casualty insurance buyer. He's the buyer. I walk in and that's your sale, but sir, no, my brother-in-law. Bing. He said yes.
You know, I need to tell you right now, I've dealt with Charlie for a long time, and I'm kind of wondering why I should buy from your agent.
Okay, I've dealt with Charlie for a long time, and he's wondering why we should buy from the agency. Now, in a little later in this session, I'm going to teach you very quickly, but you're going to have to come back to the sales course. That's the commercial for it, in order to learn this, but it's called negative reverse selling. It'll shock you now, but when you learn it, it'll be easy. When somebody would say to me, why should I buy from you? Your response is going to be, maybe you should. Okay, that'll straighten up his backbone. All right, maybe you should, but let me ask you a question. You must have brought that up for a reason, sir. See how you get him to talk? Well, let me ask you a question. And this is the first question he asked me. This is role-playing. You know, I didn't tell him what to say. He doesn't have a script. Well, you must have brought that up for a reason, sir. Why don't you? Now, that's the first move. Must have brought that up for a reason. He doesn't care about Charlie. He doesn't care about Charlie. He said, I've been buying from Charlie for a long time. Why should I buy from you? Don't start giving him 17 reasons. Don't give him that book with 27 reasons to buy from Provident or whatever. Let's go.
Well, I wonder what you've got.
Well, we've got an awful lot of insurance.
But is it better than what I've got?
All of it? Everything you've got? Is it better than everything you got? No. Because that's truth. Right? But what did I also say to him? What else did you hear in that? Is it better than everything you got, sir? Absolutely not. What else did you hear in there? It's going to be better than some of it. See how you can tell him that? You can't say to him, well, it's better than some of it, sir. Now you're going to have to prove it. But I'm bonding right now. He's never had a salesman that came in and told the truth yet. Because everybody's blue skying. Everything's wonderful. You know, you buy from most salespeople, you'll never have another problem. That ain't it. I've never bought anything yet I haven't had a problem with. You got something that works all the time? I don't. Go ahead.
Well, if I'm going to switch and drop Charlie after all these years, I want to...
Well, you shouldn't do that. Step on his line sometime when as stupid as what he's saying. Been dealing with this guy for 15 years. If I'm going to switch from Charlie, I would step right on his line. You shouldn't do that. Switch from Charlie, give him up completely. Absolutely shouldn't do that. That's high risk. You don't even know me. And shut up again. Just keep working. Nothing yet. Look, sir, nobody's perfect. Not even Charlie. Not even me. If Charlie could do one thing better for you, what would it be?
I'd like a little more in the area of the safety engineering.
I'd like a little more in the area of safety engineering. What company's with Charlie Whistler?
Well, it's a small company.
It's a small company, but, well, I happen to know that company. Remember, you know your competition? They do an excellent job in the area of safety engineering. Take it away from them. They do an excellent job in the area of safety engineering. See, he thought I was coming all over that. Oh, safety engineering? If I could show you a way, sir, did your safety engineering be better? Would you buy it today? I mean, they must run that thing on a computer out of those guys. So I go the other way. They do a fine job with safety engineering. Anything else?
Well, they did the first year, but they haven't in fact.
Have they done anything else besides safety engineering that you didn't like?
This.
Now, the minute he starts to talk, because he thought I was leaving that, I stop him. Wait. Let's talk about the safety engineering. See, he thinks he's going one way. He starts to go the way. I say, hold it. We're going back. I'm a traffic director. So we take him. Let's go. Safety engineering. Go ahead. What's the problem with safety engineering?
Well, they haven't been out here for the last 4 or 5 years.
They haven't been out here for the last 4 or 5 years. Don't hold your hand up yet. He may have said, don't come back for 4 or 5 years. Oh, sir, they should have been here sooner. Nope, I don't want to see anybody 4 or 5 years. Like, do it all through the mail. He's working. He doesn't notice that at a psychological level, he's working to get you. You make one false move, he's got you. Well, is that what you want him to do, sir, not to come back for 4 or 5 years?
Well, we're bringing out new products every 6 or 8 months.
Can you see how we got bull bleep going on? We got a prospect's already into a 90-second question. You're going to have a lot of those. This guy's a pain. It's going to take a long time to get pain. But I wanted you to see, it may not always be 3 or 4. You're going to sit there, and you're going to have to smile and act. Because if you weren't acting, what would you look like? Remember the bear story? It only takes that much for me to get this order. It doesn't take a big move to get an order. If I went in the field and you could be a fly on the wall and followed me around and watched me work, and I'm going to lose a lot and I'm going to win a lot, you're never going to see the moment it happens. Only I'll see it, just because I'm in it. But from the outside, you're never going to come back and tell the seminar group, I was there. The customer said this, Sandler said this, he made this move, he made that move, and the money came across the table. No way, it never happens like that. It happened somewhere back here, you never saw it. You got to have your antenna up, you got to be sharp, you have to have guts, you got to be ready to fail, you have to have goals, you got to be prepared, you got to want to win. It's right there. It's right there. Okay, now, do you have some feel for what it's going to take to get pain? You got to get it. You got to get it. Okay, now we got some pain. When you feel, sense, it's inside you somewhere. I can't tell you when you're going to have enough pain. When you do it enough and fall on your face enough and get bloodied enough and win enough, you'll know when. You'll know. You'll know it if you do it enough. Everything inside you is going to be screaming. You got them. You got them. And that's the time. Trust your guts. Don't listen to your head. Because you know what your head is saying? Know what your baggage is saying? We ain't going to get this one. We need it too bad. You know, if most salespeople, if they'll just get out of the way, the prospect's going to buy.